Interesting little things happened recently is that we may have some changes in the cost of our online shopping. Yes, government have just passed off some new rules that will see purchases shopped online now attract a GST for those made under $1,000. Now, it was due to start next month, but it's now going to start July 1 next year. So let's have a chat about that this morning with Russell Zimmerman from the Australian Retailers Association. He's the Executive Director. Good morning, Russell. Why are you and your organisation firstly in favour of another tax on online shopping?
Well, firstly, can I qualify this? This is not a tax on online shopping. This is a tax on online shopping from goods bought in from overseas. Australian retailers already pay tax when they are selling goods online. And at the moment, the playing field is unlevel. In essence, what happens if you buy something from overseas and providing the goods are under $1,000, the supplier overseas is not required to charge you any taxes or duties. So what we've asked the government to do is to ensure that to level the playing field and give retailers in Australia who are, and I should note this very clearly, retailers in Australia are the second largest employer. In Australia, we employ 1.2 million people. We want to ensure and protect their jobs for the future. And so what all we've asked the government to do is to level the playing field by adding 10% when you are purchasing goods from overseas, just as you pay it here in Australia when you purchase goods from Australian retailers.
Russell, I think you would probably say you've got half a win. Yes, this has been brought into effect, but it's not going to take place for around another 12 months from now. Do you think that will be enough, or would you have liked to have seen it happen a bit sooner?
Well, there's a lot of retailers out there struggling, and the calls that I take from retailers, particularly small mum and dad type retailers who are struggling, tell me that this really needed to have been brought in straight away. Unfortunately, a couple of big players, particularly eBay, have been out lobbying the government. I want your listeners to really understand that eBay do not pay tax in Australia, nor when they have work done in Australia will they pay their suppliers GST. eBay as an organisation actually avoid tax in Australia. Now, that is totally unfair to the Australian economy, and our disappointment is that they're playing with people's lives here. There are a lot of retailers out there who probably over the next 12 months will struggle to make ends meet, and unfortunately we're probably going to see some of those retailers close. And this has been talked about since well before 2008-2009. These overseas suppliers have known this was coming, and to turn around and say they're not ready and 12 months they need to set this all up, I think is a furphy, and I think they should have been ready for it. In actual fact, if you go on to an Amazon site today and you order something from overseas and it's over $1,000, it will automatically calculate the tax for you. So what I'm really saying here is all they needed to do to have dropped that figure from 1,000 down to zero, and it would have calculated the tax, and then all they had to do is to ensure, which if they're doing the right thing already for goods coming in for over 2,000, they will have already registered with the tax department. But if they haven't, they just simply register with the tax department and they would remit the GST for those goods that are coming in from overseas.
I know a lot of people would be saying, well, that's great, I'm happy to do my little bit because 10% on a $50 or $60 item is fairly negligible. Why have governments been so slow to be on the uptake with the big corporations paying their fair share? You mentioned a couple there that are paying literally no tax in Australia. Why has that not been the focus?
Look, I think that the disappointing part is that whenever this has been raised in the past, the consumer gets all uptight and says, you're taking away my rights to buy from overseas. Now, I want to make it very clear, we're not taking anybody's right to purchase goods from overseas away at all. All we are doing is saying this needs to level the playing field. If you want to buy from overseas, that's fine, but when you purchase from overseas, let that organisation pay the government in Australia 10% GST. If you feel happier to buy from overseas because the range is better, or you can't buy the colour here in Australia, or the actual item you want is not readily available from Australian retailers, that's fine. But essentially, the government has been scared to implement this purely and simply because they know the consumers don't really like it. I'm just simply going to say to the consumers, if you want Australian retail to survive, then we've got to level the playing field, because what will happen out of this tax is that this tax gets returned to the states. When it gets returned to the states, it gives the states the opportunity to employ more people in, say, areas like nursing, teachers, police, ambulance drivers, or whatever it may be. When you employ more people, they will add to the taxation of Australia. There will be more people that have to buy goods from retailers, both locally and overseas, and that self-perpetuates, ensuring that the retail industry in Australia will remain viable.
Russell, more jobs is what we do need, and hopefully, if nothing else, this may certainly contribute to that. Thank you for your time and your thoughts on the online shopping this morning.
Thanks very much. The trouble is 2018, 1st of July, can't come quick enough for many retailers.
Thank you again, Russell Zimmerman from the Australian Retailers Association, talking to us about the GST that is going to be applied on online purchases from overseas under $1,000. 2NURFM 103.7.